Day 12. Decide, commit, take action, and succeed. Your new journey towards unlimited riches in all areas of life begins with embracing its structure and foundation. Decide what you are up to and commit to seeing it through. Take the actions necessary to fulfill your heart's desire and live into your success. Congratulations on thinking big and opening to your biggest self. Decide. That's really important. We are about at the halfway point here in this 21-day adventure and have learned many techniques to help you effectively and powerfully use meditation, thoughts, and words to create a new and abundant reality for yourself. One of the major benefits of going through this process is that you consciously decide what it is you are creating and where you are heading in your future. This process is cleaning out all the stuffins, which are the thoughts you have carried around with you that have undermined you as a potent voice of Creator God on the planet. If you are still on the fence about whether or not you think you deserve to live your best life in your Garden of Eden, or if you intend to be consciously in charge of your creating your future now, it's now the time to kick in and do so. Decide on who you are becoming. Decide to be your best self. If you are creating a business and you are working at home, a cue to your body that you are serious about your decision is to dress and act the part of a successful entrepreneur. Get up early every morning and dress for success. Start your work on time. Start early. Create a list the night before of action steps that are most important for the fulfillment of your decision. Back up your mental decision with the feelings of full-on success. Affirmation. I am a powerful creator God goddess on the planet. I am a powerful creator God goddess on the planet. I am a powerful creator God goddess on the planet. Commit. This process of moving from a state of lack to a state of abundance will require unique and different things from each individual. This is your course. If you are a person who struggles with discipline, this may be an opportunity to become the master of planning and order. You might find an opportunity to truly and finally alter how you speak and use your words in the universe. This is a powerful opportunity to step up supporting your lifestyle and being in your potent use of language. Commit to the process that is within you in this moment. Definitely, completely, absolutely enjoy the ride. This is an enjoyable and exciting time. You are now very different than you were 12 days ago. All right, we're going to look at your mock-ups and create a list of commitments based on your 8 key mock-ups. Go ahead and take your action guidebook out and write 1 through 8. It's already there in your action guidebook. If you're writing in a notebook, go ahead and write 1 through 8. I am committed to. And you're going to match these up with your mock-ups. So what are you committed to? Write your mock-up in there. Write the transformation that your mock-up is creating. And really, a mock-up is the result. It's not the how you get there. It's the result when you're there. It's the in the, this is the way it now is. You see the difference there. So if you were having trouble with that, this is where you change that now. You're not writing a story about how you get there. You're writing the, this is the result of the mock-up. And do 10. We're going to take a 5-minute break, and you're going to have time to write this. Really think about it. What are you committed to now? Affirmation. I love myself. I trust myself. I will express my unique self. Take action. Mocking up an intention is only part of the equation for becoming wonderfully successful. In Christian mysticism, there is a verse about the mystery of creation. If they ask for the sign of the one who sent you, answer, it is a movement and a rest. For the Lord did everything in a mystery. Creation in this spiritual form requires both movement and rest. Movement is the outer activity that supports mystical changes in your energetic space. There are yogis who sit half naked, meditating in their private caves high in the Himalayas. Then there are spiritual masters like Krishna, Jesus, and Buddha who lived in the world. For them, meditation and prayer were a vital part of their juju and the miraculous creative powers they wielded while living on the planet. These teachers were also in action. The actions they took were necessary parts of manifesting their works. Their teachings were able to powerfully permeate the outer world. Had they stayed in the cave meditating and praying, they would still have been wonderful, holy beings of light, but they would not have known or been known to the world. Their actions allowed us to share in their spiritual riches. We know them by their tales, the tales of their life, and the abundant streams of wisdom and blessing they left behind as their legacy to the benefit of all humanity. If you have mocked up being a public speaker and an inspiration to others, yet have never done public speaking, now would be a good time to get into additional education if you need to effectively make that dream a reality. You may want to polish your look, your business cards, website, announcements for events. Really get yourself up to par. It's not okay to rest on your laurels and think that mock-ups are going to do it all for you. You actually have to have skills in the outer world as well as these wonderful meditation tools. These are the doorway open, but listen, if you haven't opened any funnels, nothing can get in. Okay, again, in your guidebook, let's go ahead and write down action steps I need to take to advance my work in the world. We're going to give you 3 minutes here. So go ahead and write at least 5 action steps you need to take in the next week or two to advance your work in the world. Continue your action steps on a legal pad. Start getting into action. How seriously you take yourself directly correlates to how seriously the world responds to you. Okay, let me say that again. How seriously you take yourself directly correlates to how seriously the world responds to you. If you just do the bare minimum, the get-by actions, what signals do you think you're putting out into the universe? Okay. Anybody home there? Really, I want you to kick it up. So you've got to take the actions. Don't just think meditating is going to do it. Succeed. When you know who you are, everyone else knows who you are without a spoken word. When you know you are powerful beyond measure, when you live fully into your truth, the world and everyone sees you for who you are. Feel your success right down into the marrow of your bones. Know that you are successful. Say, I am successful. You are living your dreams through and through. Believe it. You are a winner. Say to yourself, I'm a winner. I am a winner. You are among the lucky ones who consciously creates their own reality. The fastest way to feel successful is to be grateful every moment for all the openings and all the good coming through. Success for one person may be entirely different than for another. My measure of success and prosperity may be unrelated to your markers for accomplishment. You are the only one who can set the bar for what is a life of success for yourself. There is no one to compare yourself to, and no one to compete with. There never was. When a rose and the lotus are side by side, is one more beautiful than the other? That's from Rusty Berkus. All right, my dears, time for homework. Fresh gratitude list, 5 things. Let's increase that energy before you go into your meditation. Then, time for meditating. Do you have action steps that need to be put in play? Create a list of things that you need to put in play today and tomorrow and get working on them. Notes to self to chart your progress. What I saw during my abundance meditation practice, what I felt, what I realized, what I generated. And really, again, this is time for celebration. Notice any changes you saw in yourself. And before we end, I'd like to recommend that each and every one of you write a 1-page love letter to the divine for all you are grateful for. And please, I implore you not to put this off. Write that 1-page love letter today. It's so funny how many students just say, oh, I'll get that done later. And really, this has got to be one of the most important things. You want to really open the funnel of abundance. You actually get into that gratitude on that massive scale. This has got to be actually the most important piece of homework you get today. Write a 1-page love letter to the divine for all you are grateful for. May it be with the blessings of the Supreme Being that whatever happens during this grand 21-day abundance program be a benefit and joy for you, your lifestyle, and for the ones you love. May the entire world be filled with health, vitality, abundance, and peace. Amen. Blessings and light for your day of transformation. Yahoo! Ha 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 ha